There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We were talking the future of work just now, and in a kind of related move, he said, stretching things ever so slightly, this is the future of diesel engines. That doesn't work, does it?
No.
Thanks, but I tried.
I was trying to be supportive.
Yeah, being supportive would have been like a little clap done.
Constructive feedback and criticism
as well. Or perhaps
welcome.
Some raucous applause. What do I get from NLT? Just a no. It's interesting, though, and I'm very pleased to welcome Jim Payne, CEO of Dynacert, to the studio. It's nice to meet you, Jim.
It's a pleasure meeting you.
Good to have you here. So you are the CEO of a company that boasts carbon emission reduction technology. So we'll talk in some detail about that. Let me just throw some statistics at you, and you can confirm or deny these at will, but 100 million diesel engines introduced every year, something like that.
That is correct.
Over a billion diesel engines in use around the world today, and used for all sorts of things. That's cargo, that's shipping, that's construction vehicles, power generation, etc. They are usually, I think it's reasonable to say, diesel engines more efficient. But I think most people would agree that engines need to be cleaner. That's fair. It's a fair place to start, isn't it?
That is a very fair place to start.
Yeah. So what are you doing? Hydrogen technology is the technology that you're promoting, that you are behind. That it could change the way we consider the diesel engine.
We are certainly making a big impact in cleaning the diesel engine or cleaning the carbon emission reductions from the diesel engine. We do that by introducing pure hydrogen and oxygen to the intake of the combustion engine. By doing that, we actually enhance the burn. By enhancing the burn, we reduce the emissions on an average of 50%. We also, you know, the side benefits of this is the fuel efficiencies. And we are averaging everywhere from 6 to 19%. We've got as high as 28% in fuel efficiencies. So it's making a huge impact.
Okay.
Now, feeling the burn sounds good, doesn't it?
It does, if you've got a personal trainer particularly. But, I mean, it's good to employ in this instance, isn't it, NLT?
Yeah. No, so, this all makes sense so far. I'm definitely with you. But, I mean, something like this, cleaner, already sounds expensive. Are we talking about something that's going to cost people more money now?
No, that's a very good question. And actually, for the average engine, you know, now we're targeting for transport trucks, larger diesel engines, you know, everything from trucks to rail to shipping to large power generation. But typically, our unit gives the individual return on investment in less than 1 year, just in the fuel savings.
So you've done tests with Pepsi's fleet of vehicles.
We have done tests with,
for example,
a number of fleets within North America.
Okay.
We are a Canadian company in Toronto. We have just launched globally within the last year. We have spent 14 years and $35 million to get where we're at. So this is not just a fresh start.
Well, no, I was going to say, I mean, can we quantify? If you have, say I have a fleet of commercial vehicles and I'm delivering stuff all over Dubai, all over the UAE, all over the region. My trucks are diesel trucks. Potentially, I would be looking at this from the maintenance standpoint, I suppose, but also carbon reduction. I want my fuel costs to reduce. All of those things come under this.
That is absolutely correct.
Okay, so if I had a fleet of trucks and I was doing said deliveries, what could I expect in terms of, let's take carbon reduction, emissions reductions? Is there a percentage you could quote me?
There is. I mean, the emission reductions, and this was verified through third-party accredited firms back in Canada and United States,
right,
where we're reducing the emissions on an average of 50%. Even the NOx, the most deadly gas, which is developed from the burning of diesel, we're reducing it by 46.9%. I mean, that is huge.
Well, it is, and I suppose diesel engines aren't going anywhere anytime soon. They are more economical than the petrol engine, generally. That's accepted, even, I suppose, here in the UAE, bizarrely, in international terms. But you do have competition in terms of hybrid vehicles coming in, I suppose electric vehicles beginning to come in. How far away is that? This is not just an interim measure, is it? How much have we got in diesel life left, if you like?
I personally don't think diesel's going anywhere anytime fast.
Right.
You certainly look, I mean, you're right, you get into the cars and stuff like that. You know, we're looking at electric cars and hybrids. But when you get into the big commercial vehicles, they're a long ways off. I mean, you look at a transport truck. I mean, yes, there's companies out there trying to bring electric trucks to the world. First of all, you've got an eight-hour run, and then they've got to sit and recharge. Typically, back in North America, these trucks run 24/7. They've got drivers asleep while the other ones go. Trucking industry is a tough industry, and these guys are working very hard to keep things going. So I really don't see, you know, that as a threat whatsoever.
And why is it so much better than the alternatives then? Is it just simply hybrids and electric vehicles wouldn't have the power to complete these tasks? Or is it that you think there's something still very useful about using diesel?
Well, I mean, there is definitely something very useful about using diesel. You get into, you know, electric trucks, and I'm not here to bash other companies, but you get into electric trucks and the big trucks. First of all, I know that the transportation industry, it is a very tough industry. They work on very tight margins. Now, I mean, the cost of this truck and then the downtime for it recharging, plus the fact that it's carrying 14,000 pounds of batteries. Now, you're only allowed to put X number of pounds on the road. So if you take 14,000 pounds away from your payload, you've just burdened them with a huge cost.
Makes sense.
Why here in the UAE? I mean, this is clearly something that applies globally. How important is the UAE as a market for you? Do you see this as a gateway to the wider region? Is that the thinking?
We definitely do. I mean, you know, Dynacert, I mean, we have just in the last year launched globally. We've now launched into India, in Europe, and, you know, now through our dealer network here, we've got a very strong regional distributor here, which is Castle Star. So we're here to support them. But the UAE, I see that, you know, first of all, they are looking to be leaders in the global market with the reduction of emissions and the greenhouse. I think it's a perfect fit. I also see, you know, the UAE as a real gateway for us to the Middle East and to Africa and markets like that.
Okay, so Tim's Trucking, my new company that I've just created, we have a large fleet of vehicles. They are just existing diesel engines. How do I retrofit? What do I need to do to employ this technology in my extremely state-of-the-art fleet of trucks, Jim?
That's actually a very easy an easy fit. You contact Castle Star. They will look after getting things set up. I mean, it is about a three-hour application. It fixes one of our units on the back of the truck. Right. This produces hydrogen and oxygen on demand. So never are you carrying hydrogen or oxygen. What it does is it feeds it into the internal combustion engine through the intake. By doing that, it gives it a more complete burn. Hydrogen is known to increase the flame spread in a diesel engine by 9 to 10 times. And so therefore, what you're really doing is you're getting a full bang out of your buck. You're really burning all the fuel. And by doing that, there is no unburnt fuel left that's being pumped back out, which, you know, equates to, I mean, our reduction in 65% of particulate matter.
Is your marketing division using the more bang for your buck in some way? Is that something
and feeling the burn.
You know, feeling the burn, a bang for the buck. Those are winning phrases, that's for sure. So it is literally a bolt-on to any diesel engine?
That is correct.
Why has nobody thought about this before?
People have been trying to do this for years. I mean, this is not... the technology has been a proven technology for over 50 years that the introduction of trace amounts of hydrogen to an internal combustion engine enhances the burn. The problem is it has to be, you know, there's a real art to this. There is a sweet spot. If you put too much in, you've lost the advantage. That's one thing we have spent 14 years and $35 million to develop. It's that with the electronics, which is, you know, our electronics is very unique. It is the computerization that communicates with the engine. It gathers the information. It is altering the flow of gases all along to find that sweet spot to get you the ultimate performance out of your vehicle.
Well, you know what? It sounds to me like a no-brainer, to be honest with you. It's remarkable. Jim Payne is the CEO of Dynacert Inc., a company that boasts carbon emission reduction technology for diesel engines. So much better bang for your buck, feeling the burn for your diesel fleets, to coin two phrases. Jim, really nice to meet you. Thank you for coming.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.